Antes de empezar, si quieres clases de inglés conmigo, métete a englishwithdane.com/classes y reserva tu plaza. For this course, hay clases en grupos reducidos de 4 personas max y para alumnos de nivel intermedio 1 e intermedio 2. So, ya sabes, métete a englishwithdane.com/classes y disfruta de clases semanales muy dinámicas, prácticas y diseñadas para que mejores de manera rápida y eficiente. Hey, what's up? What's going on? Welcome to English with Dane, a podcast designed to improve your English. As always, I'm your host, Dane, and you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at English with Dane. If you want transcripts for all future episodes so you don't miss a single word, go to englishwithdane.com/transcripts. It will make the learning process that much faster. Today's episode is a quick read. We're going to read a short article together, make sure we understand it fully, and as always, we'll look over the vocabulary so we can keep adding new words, phrases, and expressions to our vocabulary arsenal. So let's get to it. You are listening to episode 152 of English with Dane. Hit it. Okay, we have officially started the show, so let's read this article I found. I chose this one because the title caught my eye. Me llamó la atención. The title caught my eye. The title is, People think they should talk less to be liked, para caer bien, but new research suggests that you should speak up in conversations with strangers. The big idea. In conversations with strangers, people tend to think they should speak less than half the time to be likable, but more than half the time to be interesting, according to new research my colleagues Team Wilson, Dan Gilbert, and I conducted. But we've also discovered this intuition is wrong. Our paper, recently published in the journal Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin, sheds light on the prevalence of these beliefs and how they are mistaken in two ways. First, we found that people tend to think they should speak about 45% of the time to be likable in a one-on-one conversation with someone new. However, it appears speaking up a bit more is actually a better strategy. In our study, we randomly assigned people to speak for 30%, 40%, 50%, 60%, or 70% of the time in a conversation with someone new. We found that the more participants spoke, the more they were liked by their new conversation partners. We call the mistaken belief that being quieter makes you more likable a reticence bias. This was only one study with 116 participants, but the outcome aligns with other researchers' prior findings. For example, a previous study randomly assigned one participant in a pair to take on the role of speaker, and the other to take on the role of listener. After engaging in 12-minute interactions, listeners liked speakers more than speakers liked listeners, because listeners felt more similar to speakers than speakers did to listeners. This outcome suggests one reason people prefer those who speak up. Learning more about a new conversation partner can make you feel like you have more in common with them. The second mistake we found people make is failing to recognize that their new conversation partners will form global impressions of them that are not extremely nuanced. In other words, people are unlikely to walk away from a chat with someone new thinking that their interaction partner was quite interesting but not very likable. Rather, they are likely to form a global impression, for example, a generally positive impression, in which they view their partner as both interesting and likable. For these reasons, our new research suggests that, all else being equal, you should speak up more than you typically might in conversations with new people in order to make a good first impression. Why it matters. Many people want to know how to make a good first impression, as evidenced by the enduring popularity of related self-help books. But because such books are not always based on empirical evidence, they can lead people astray with unfounded claims, such as this advice from How to Win Friends and Influence People. Quote, remember that the people you are talking to are 100 times more interested in themselves than they are in you. End quote. Research like ours can help people gain a more scientifically grounded understanding of social interactions with new people and ultimately become more confident and knowledgeable about how to make a good first impression. What still isn't known. In our research, participants were instructed to speak for a certain amount of time in their conversations. This approach has the obvious benefit of allowing us to carefully manipulate speaking time. One limitation, though, is that it does not reflect more natural conversations in which people choose how long to talk versus listen. Future research should investigate whether our findings generalize to more natural interactions. Further, we assigned people to speak for only up to 70% of the time. It's possible and even likely that completely dominating a conversation, such as by speaking 90% of the time, is not an optimal strategy. Our research does not suggest people should steamroll a conversation partner, but rather that they should feel comfortable speaking up more than they typically might. An interesting read. The link to the article can be found in the description of this episode, by the way. All right, it's time to do a vocabulary check. We have some really good new words in this article. We're starting easy today. The first one I want to talk about is to tend to do something. The sentence was, in conversations with strangers, people tend to think they should speak less than half of the time to be likable. To tend to do something means to be likely to do something, not super complicated. People tend to can be translated into la gente suele. Remember, ese la gente is people and not the people. All right, next one. To shed light on something. The sentence was, our paper recently published in the Personality and Social Psychology Bulletin sheds light on the prevalence of these beliefs and how they are mistaken in two ways. So to shed light on something means to help to explain something, to make it possible to understand or know more about something. Light as in luz, by the way, in case it wasn't clear. I always imagined the phrase to shed light on something as a flashlight, una linterna, alumbrando algo, which allows you to see it more clearly. So if you shed light on a matter, un asunto, on a matter, you help to explain it or clarify it. Next up is nuanced, spelled N-U-A-N-C-E-D. The sentence was, the second mistake we found people making is failing to recognize that their new conversation partners will form global impressions of them that are not extremely nuanced. If something is nuanced, it contains subtle characteristics or components, que tiene sutilezas, I'd say. So in this case, the opinions or impressions that the speakers and listeners form are not nuanced, so they will be pretty simplistic. Then we have to lead someone astray. Astray spelled A-S-T-R-A-Y, como cenicero pero sin la H, astray. The sentence was, but because such books are not always based on empirical evidence, they can lead people astray with unfounded claims, such as this advice from blah, 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 blah. To lead someone astray means to lead them in the wrong direction, essentially. To mislead, misguide, or misdirect. So in this case, they are saying that the book called How to Win Friends and Influence People has led people astray when it comes to the topic at hand. The topic we are discussing now, the topic at hand. Okay, one more before I go. The last one is an adjective, knowledgeable. The sentence was, research like ours can help people gain a more scientifically grounded understanding of social interactions with new people and ultimately become more confident and knowledgeable about how to make a good first impression. So you probably know the word knowledge, conocimiento, conocimientos. So then we add the suffix able and you have knowledgeable, which means to know about something. to have knowledge on a particular topic or theme, to be intelligent and well-informed. It's like the opposite of ignorant. All right, I lied. We actually have one more. And it's maybe my favorite word in the whole article. It's a great verb, to steamroll. The sentence was, our research does not suggest people should steamroll a conversational partner, but rather that they should feel comfortable speaking up more than they typically might. So a steamroller is a slow, heavy vehicle, vehicle, used to flatten, usado para aplanar, used to flatten surfaces like roads during construction, una aplanadora. A steamroller, todo junto, steam as in vapor and roller as in rodillo. So the verb steamroll logically means to just overpower someone or flatten them, metaphorically, of course. So you don't want to steamroll someone in a conversation. You don't want to be speaking 100 or 90% of the time. Okay, hopefully you got some good new vocabulary from that, as well as getting a deeper understanding on first impressions. I often overthink first impressions, so this was interesting to me. I don't know how you feel about it, but as always, let me know. Follow me on Instagram and TikTok at English with Dane. I'm back to putting up quizzes and stuff, by the way, so get on there and put your knowledge to the test. See if you're becoming more knowledgeable. All right, that's it for this episode of English with Dane. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you learned something. If you made it this far, si llegaste hasta aquí, if you made it this far, please give it a 5-star rating on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. If you want transcripts for all future episodes so you don't miss a word, go to englishwithdane.com/transcripts and sign up to the listener list. You'll receive full transcripts for new episodes on the same day as they come out. If you want past episode transcripts, you can get those there too. That's englishwithdane.com/transcripts. All right, talk soon. Later.